by being careful and conservative and freezing new spending in 2020, not only did we avoid cutting services, raising taxes, or borrowing money, we saw our state's booming economy create a large amount of new surplus revenues in 2021. South Carolina's booming economy, with almost $3 billion in surplus revenue, along with $2.4 billion in ARPA funds, present us with a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We must make big, bold, and transformative investments in the areas of education, infrastructure, workforce, economic development, to strengthen the foundations of our prosperity for generations to come. For the second year in a row, my executive budget places $500 million into our state's rainy day reserve fund. By saving this money instead of spending it, something that served our state well last year, we will double the size of our reserves and we will be prepared for any future economic uncertainties should they arise.